The Lives of the Great Artists by Giorgio Vasari. Preface to the Lives. I am aware that it is commonly held as a fact by most writers that sculpture, as well as painting, was naturally discovered originally by the people of Egypt, and also that there are others who attribute to the Chaldeans the first rough carvings of statues and the first reliefs. In like manner, there are those who credit the Greeks with the invention of the brush and of colouring. But it is my opinion that design, which is the creative principle in both arts, came into existence at the time of the origin of all things. When the Most High created the world and adorned the heavens with shining lights, his perfect intellect, passing through the limpid air and alighting on the solid earth, formed man, thus disclosing the first form of sculpture and painting in the charming invention of things. It is indeed true that it is impossible to feel absolutely certain as to what steps men took for the imitation of the beautiful works of nature in these arts before the flood, although it appears most probable that even then they practised all manner of painting and sculpture. For Bel, son of